Extract of intelligence about the Jacobite army received from Penrith, 11th of November, 1745. Penrith, November the 11th, 1745. This morning, the following examination was taken from Joseph Tiffin, servant to Mr. Bramwell of this town, who says that about midnight on Friday, he went to the rebel army and left them at Rawcliffe, within 3 miles of Carlisle, yesterday morning. The said examinant father says that they have about 9 field pieces. He believes there may be about 1,000 horse in the division, which he saw. Another party would be at Rawcliffe last night in case they could get their heavy artillery along, which was then behind them. They talk very largely as to their number, but from all account he could gather from those who had seen the 2nd Division, he can't find their amount will exceed 10,000. They march with droves both of black cattle and sheep, 3 wagons of biscuit and cheese, which they sit down at noon to eat. At night and morning they get a little oatmeal and carry it in a leather bag at their side as their only subsistence. Everyone has a sword and target, gun and dirk. The rear is always pushing forward the front and they march extremely quick. They offer 10 guineas to every volunteer that will go to the Chevalier. This examinant says he had the same offer. They move always by daybreak and sooner when they had any light from the moon. Their main body encamps every night and the officers get to towns or houses. The baggage guard is relieved every day and consists of about 300. By undoubted intelligence, a party of the rebels were before Carlisle all yesterday afternoon from the Irish to the English gates. Above 30 cannons were discharged from the castle and citadel about 2 o'clock and several afterwards. 5 more were heard at 3 this morning. But what success from the fire or what has been done last night we cannot learn. All intelligence is now stopped.